Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I'm Muhammad Jawad Mu'afi for Radio Ma'arif. This is question and answer. We invited our special guest, Hujjat al-Islam Barati. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Well, to the studio to help us with the answers to some of the questions you, our fans, raised. First of all, let me tell you the website of our radio. It's www.radiomaarif.ir, and you can also call us to send us your comments. Well, at 0098-251-291-0551 or 0098-251-291-0552. Well, without further ado, let me just be dealing with the questions, if you agree.
At your service.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, the first question is about backbiting. It's one of the diseases of, let's say, mankind or manners whatsoever. One of the fans said, Assalamu alaikum. I want to know in what cases it is allowed to talk about people's or someone's character, in other words, good or bad traits, and so on and so forth. And to what extent? For instance, is it permitted to tell someone you don't think a friend is suitable or eligible for marriage because of certain negative habits and characteristics the sister has? Would you please explain about this? Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for this.
Welcome.
Convenient question. As you mentioned in your question, backbiting is considered one of the great sins in Islam, in Islamic
yes.
ethics and values. And in Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed it, specified it as eating meat of your dead brother.
I see.
Is considered a very bad manner and behavior in the society,
mm-hmm. sure.
because it demolishes the faith of people and the trust between the society. And also when the person understands that they had talked against him in this way,
yes.
so makes upset and annoyed and also tries to retaliate. And all of these are against the brotherhood and
yes.
fraternity, solidarity,
yes.
and friendship and unity
yes.
among the society,
yeah,
which
honest.
Is very much important and necessary
sure.
for a nation
sure
to
is.
Continue its life. But by any way, in tradition of Prophet, peace be upon him, and his successors, leaders of Islam, saints and personalities of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, it is explained in details that despite backbiting is a great sin,
yes.
but it is allowed in some certain conditions. Some specific conditions could be counted to 13
mm-hmm.
Moods and conditions, which are not only permitted, but even in some cases it is necessary and obligatory.
Yes.
Like in consultation,
mm-hmm.
as you
sure.
mentioned in your question, if somebody comes and asks you about friendship or marriage with somebody.
Yes.
So if you don't tell the truth, don't be righteous, maybe you cause a lot of losses and problems in this person's life.
Yes. Sure.
And he trusted you, and you should tell him the truth
mm-hmm.
or her
yes.
the truth. So in this case, you should tell that you consider this man or this woman trustable or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also you should take care of limits, only in the necessary limit you talk.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who hears and understands this also has the right to use it for his own personal need and practical need, not to transmit it to others or to spread it to others.
Yes.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran even threatens people who try to spread a bad image and face mm-hmm. for Muslims, and says that those who like to make a scandal for faithful people, they should expect a great punishment.
Yes.
So, in Islamic ethics and values, you don't have to talk against people, but yes. if necessary, in necessary cases,
yes.
like witnessing in the court or consultation, or if somebody is not capable, is not trustworthy, and is leading, for example, people, or is, for example, becoming an authority in their religion,
mm-hmm.
you should tell them that this person is not the right person for
yes.
this, and so. So in 13 cases, you can find them in jurisprudence
yes.
and also in Islamic ethics.
Yes.
That which are the cases which in them the backbiting is permitted.
Yes.
Rather than that, it is considered haram, not only haram, a great sin, a major
yes.
sin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, there's a great tendency actually for humankind. I don't know whether Satan makes it really so attractive to human beings that they want to, or they tend to actually backbite or talk behind someone's back. Well, in some situation which are similar to backbiting and the conditions under which we cannot, let's say, at all backbite, some people are you know, turning to lying. I know that lying is haram in Islam, and it's one of the grave or major sins. Well, some people think that, for example, in the cases of marriage, when they are asked about, for example, a brother or a sister, they turn to lying because they don't want to talk about their bad characteristics or personality. Would you please talk about that too? Lying, in which cases can we lie, or is lying haram under any conditions?
In this condition, as I told you, lying is a kind of double sin, because mm. you are doing a kind of, for example, insult or damage to another person's life. Rather mm. than that, lying is a great sin, as a major
yes.
sin itself, you are doing bad to other
yes.
person which trusted you
mm-hmm.
for
yeah.
this consultation.
Sure.
So there is another solution. There is another alternative for it.
Yes.
People don't know it.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to lie.
Yeah.
They can say that, for example, I don't recommend to you.
Uh-huh.
That's enough.
Yes.
If you ask me, if you consult me, I don't recommend to you. Because it is more important. And if you, for example, don't help this brother or sister, for example, no problem. But if you damage this person, is a great sin.
Uh-huh.
But if you know that the one who are asked about is suitable for this marriage,
yes.
you should say okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't consider him or her suitable for this marriage, it is not necessary to talk about the details and to specify everything and to go to the, for example, the story in total. You say only, I don't think that this marriage is suitable for you, only that.
Mm-hmm.
You can control
yes.
and consider both sides.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Is there anything the same as white lie? Because you know what a white lie is. Well, do we have white lie in Islam?
Yes, but in very, very seldom cases and mm-hmm. necessary cases. Because Islam had, for example, prepared for us different ways,
yes.
alternatives for it.
Yes.
And if we can find alternative and don't stick to this white lie, it is haram for us to do it, because it seems simple,
uh-huh.
but it is not permitted and allowed. When you have other kinds of solution or
right.
alternative, or, for example, escape ways, you
yes.
have other escape ways.
Yes.
And also, if you have to tell lie, you can find another alternative for it, which is not right and is not lie,
uh-huh.
is not true and is not lie.
Yes.
We call it tawriya
right.
in Islam. You can say some words and mean some true meanings, but you show to the listener that you mean another meaning.
Right.
For example, if you are sitting in a place and an innocent person fled from this way and hided in a place, then some arrogant and, for example, aggressors come and want to capture him and kill him, for example.
Yes.
They ask you, do you know where is he? You can say no, because you know only he passed this way.
Yes.
You don't know in which corner he has, for example, hided himself.
Yes.
Or, for example, you are sitting in this chair. You can come sit on another chair and say, when I was sitting here, I didn't see him. So this is called toria, that you flee from the both great sins.
Right.
One is to telling lie, and another is to help others to aggress other people or kill other people or do any kind of tyranny to others. Both of them are haram. You are now between two dangers, between two sins. And by any way, you have a way to flee, to escape from. So that's necessary to escape and not to trap in this and not on that.
Yes, pretty interesting. Thank you very much for that. Well, the next question, if you're ready, is related to marriage. Why do Muslim women have to marry a Muslim man or Muslim man?
Yeah, because, you know, in Islam and according to Islamic legislation and jurisprudence, the management of the family is with man.
Yes.
But they can make, for example, special conditions or agreements or contracts with, between themselves and change it. But if leave it for law, law and legislation, the management is for the man, for the husband. So in this case, if a non, if a Muslim woman marries a non-Muslim man, okay, so means that a Muslim is you put a Muslim under control of a non-Muslim.
I see.
And she agrees and makes contract that I will listen and hear and follow and obey what you tell. So, and this man is not a Muslim. It's very possible that this man orders this lady to leave the, for example, laws of Islam or decrees of Islam, or to do something against her belief, against her culture, against her, for example, customs, Islamic customs and culture and ethics, and she has to obey because she made a contract. And a Muslim, a faithful person, is under his or her contract. So means that you voluntarily and freely, intentionally, make yourself under control of somebody who wants to, for example, push you back from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of that, it is not valid. And we observe that difference between cultures is always a problem. Is always a problem for people. These two, these couples want to live under, for example, a construction which is called family life. And they don't like to have dispute and difference and clash and conflict all the time. They want to live in peace and friendship, and not only friendship, to making a family and being children and educate children. So they have to regulate their relations.
I see.
Yeah. And especially when the man is non-Muslim, it makes problem. If the lady, if the wife is non-Muslim, it's easy because she can, for example, follow her husband and become Muslim, or no, even if she, for example, does not obey, or nothing happened for a Muslim. We are responsible for Muslims, Uh-huh. First of all, yeah, uh-huh. Islamic legislation is responsible to defend rights of Muslims in the first stage. Then, in the second stage, is responsible to defend rights of everybody, uh-huh. even non-Muslims, rights of enemies. Uh-huh. We defend rights of them.
Yes.
And you have a lot of examples in life of Very Prophet good. And Imams that defended rights of their components, of their even killers. Imam Ali is defending rights of Ibn Muljam.
Yes.
Ibn Muljam is killer, assassiner of Imam Ali alayhi salam, assassinator of Imam Ali alayhi salam. But Imam Ali says, orders his family, his, for example, close friends, companions, please do not this and that to this man. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is a criminal person. And it is very possible that I will die and become a martyr because of his strike.
Yes.
But please don't burn him, don't torture him, please give him good food, good accommodation, and do not, for example, violate the limitations of justice and Islamic jurisprudence about him, and don't say because Amir al-Mu'minin is killed or murdered or terrorized, we have right to do everything. This is very important, you know.
Yeah.
Even in this world, uh-huh. in this present world, even superpowers, even the pioneers of human rights and democracy and justice, they don't take care of these things. But Imam Ali was very careful for these things and told that we defend rights of our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
But before everything,
yes.
Islam and Islamic jurisprudence mm-hmm. and legislation is responsible mm-hmm. to defend rights of Muslims.
Right.
Okay, this woman is a Muslim. How we can guarantee, how Islamic legislation can guarantee rights of this lady?
Yes.
Not to be mistreated or abused or, for example, suppressed or so and so and so.
Yes.
So the best way is to oppose this kind of marriage, because accepting this kind of marriage is to put this lady intentionally under control of somebody, which is very possible and even is sure and certain that will violate her rights.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. The second part of your, I completely agree with that part. But the first part, you said that, a man is always the breadwinner of the family. So we intentionally and willingly put, let's say, the control of a woman under the control of another man who is not, for example, a Muslim. But, you know, if the woman is also a breadwinner, like the modern families, yes, of course, the relationship between a husband and a wife previously or in ancient time was just like that the man always, brought the food to the table and things like this and that. But nowadays, it's been changed, you know. So there is a kind of equality between the relationship which existed between a man or a husband and a wife. What if the both of them are working parents and they can actually bring food to the table so they can have control both?
Okay. If you remember, I didn't mention breadwinner or, for example, the economical role of one of the couples in the family life.
Yes.
I told, according to Islamic legislation, management of the family.
Yes.
Because there are two people.
Yes, sure.
For sure, they have two opinions, two intentions, two decisions. How we can unite them? How we can make them one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't want to have two individuals.
Yes.
We want to have one society,
yes.
one small society.
Uh-huh.
This small society is containing two people. Is, for example, formed by two persons.
Yes.
For sure, this small society needs a management, needs a leadership.
Right.
So they can say their own words, but for decision, one should take the final decision. Who is the person which in Islamic legislation is saying the last word, is taking the final decision for life, for all aspects of family life. That's man. That's yes. husband. According to Islamic legislation.
What if the man
which
is not
we
a Muslim?
Cannot change it. Uh-huh. Yes, the situations of life changes. The modern age, for example, imposed some conditions yes. upon people, men or women, to have a special style of life. And
right.
in most cases, both of them go for work and they participate in, for example, expenses of life.
Yes.
So you find the man and woman, both of them are breadwinners or
yes.
bread.
They share the expenses, example, yes.
Yeah. But according to Islamic, when they are Muslims and they marry to each other, according to this system,
mm-hmm.
this legal system,
yes,
they accept all of terms and conditions mm-hmm. of this legal system.
Yes.
One of them is that الرجال قوامون على النساء. The manager of family is the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they never changed it. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
So this man has, because of his physical and natural conditions and abilities and qualifications, and also because of the contract which is made according to Islamic legislation,
mm-hmm.
is the manager, is the
yes.
leader, is the, for example, controller of this foundation,
yes.
which is called family.
Yes.
So when this man is a non-Muslim, like I bring you some examples and details in modern life.
Yes.
A lady from Iran.
Yes.
A Muslim Shia woman from Iran travels to Europe.
Yes.
And gets, for example, what you call it, citizenship or residence
yes.
permit in Europe.
Yes.
Then she wants there to marry a person.
Yes.
She finds a European person which is not Muslim.
Yes.
Is atheist or secular or
yes.
Christian or other religion or without any religion and likes this man and wants to marry with this man.
Right.
Okay. The marriage does not come to the existence but in terms and conditions and system of Islamic legislation.
Yes.
Okay. So
sure.
she cannot marry according to Christian, because she is a Muslim,
yes.
according to Christian
yes.
church or Christian
sure.
Marriage system of law, she marries this man, we are supposing.
Yes.
She marries this man to be her husband according to Islam.
Under the framework of Islam.
Under
yes.
the framework. Okay. And Islam says that you should leave the management and leadership of your family life to this man.
Uh-huh.
And this man has no for guarantee or contract or, for example, loyalty to
yes.
Islamic ethics and beliefs and legislation.
Yes.
Okay, it is not only possible, but it mm-hmm. is sure that this man will lead the lady mm-hmm.
yes.
to a non-Islamic life.
Yes, sure.
To blasphemy, to, for example, anarchism in
yes.
ethics, in everything.
Yes.
And when Islamic legislation agrees to this marriage,
mm-hmm.
means that gives permission to this lady to go astray,
yeah, sure.
to go for frustration and mm-hmm. For example, an anarchist life.
Yeah, sure.
It is not possible.
Yeah.
You cannot find contradiction in Islamic legislation.
Yes.
From one side says that you should obey your man, your
mm-hmm.
husband.
Yes.
And from the other side knows that this man will lead the lady to a non-Islamic, to for example, blasphemous, to a, for example, corrupted life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not possible.
Sure. Thank you very much for that answer.
Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah. Allahu ya Allah, Subhanallah, Allahu ya Allah, walhamdulillah, Allahu ya Allah, Subhanallah, Allahu ya Allah, walhamdulillah.
The next question is about Mahdi. Who is Mahdi and why is his name mentioned in the Quran?
Imam Mahdi is, according to all of the schools of thought in Islam and according to numerous traditions from Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household, a person which will emerge in apocalypse in the last period of life on this planet. Yes. And his major duty and mission is to bring peace and justice for the world.
Yes.
In the time that there is no sign of justice and peace in this world. Mm-hmm. All of the, for example, schools of thought, all of the ideologies, all of the systems have collapsed or shown their inability and incapability. And people are expecting eagerly for a heavenly leader to come and rescue them.
Yeah, sure.
And bring a utopia for them after a long, for example, attempt for bringing a new world order for this planet.
Yeah, sure.
And all of them have failed.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you see, America says, I have a bringing a new world order for you. Others, before that, Marxists said that we bring a new world order for you. Yeah. All of these orders and systems collapsed and showed that they are not capable.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there are a lot of wars, miseries, hunger, inequality, injustice, and conflicts and clashes and perplexity in the world. In this time, this man, this leader, this religious leader, heavenly leader, is, for example, rescued for people, is saved for people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah guides him, supports him to come and bring this utopia for the world. But the last part of your question was that is he mentioned in Holy Quran or not?
Yes,
he is mentioned, not by his own name.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of verses in Holy Quran, not only in Holy Quran, but in all of the scriptures and holy books and testaments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the mankind, he is mentioned that this man will come and would do his duty and his role, play his role.
Yes.
And I remember one of the verses which is only commented in this way, the verse number 105 from chapter of Prophets, Surah Al-Anbiya, which says that وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ.
Yes.
We have written in Zabur.
Yes.
Zabur is the book of hymns from the Prophet David, one of the most ancient prophets of Israeli nation.
Mm-hmm.
So in the very ancient books, this fact is mentioned.
Wow.
And also, rather than that, in Quran is mentioned. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ. Rather than Quran, we have mentioned it in Zabur, in hymns of David.
Wow.
What we have mentioned and what we have written there and what we have stabled there and established there as a reality, as a fact, as a historical fact, that one man, or not only one man, a generation, a group of people, of qualified people, of virtuous people, of pious people, would emerge in the last periods of life on this planet, and they will heritage the earth, the planet.
Means that
they will become the governors, the powerful people, and leaders of this world, planet, and people. So, when they come and ask Prophet, what is meant by this verse, he says that it is about my son Mahdi, which is from my daughter Fatima and from Ali, from generation, household of these two, of this couple, come in the last days of life in this planet and do this duty, full the planet with justice and peace. After it is filled with injustice and conflict.
Yes.
So is mentioned by this way, not by his own name or his title Mahdi. A lot of verses. In this manner, we can find about 20-30 verses in Quran, which is only about Imam Mahdi and his revolution and his emergence in the last days. And also you find a lot of verses in Bible, in Torah, Old Testament, New Testament, even in Book of Hymns, as I mentioned. So there is no doubt among the religious people, right, not only Abrahamic religions, even Eastern religions, even Indian religions, Buddhists, Hindu, and Shinto, Zoroastrians, all of the sects and cults believe in a religious heavenly leader which will emerge in the, even for example, Zoroastrians call him Sushant. And in Torah, he is called Messiah. Messiah. And the Savior is famous.
Yes, Savior in the Bible.
In all of the books. All of the religions have a Savior for themselves in their own conception and imagination, which will emerge in the apocalypse.
Yes. If this concept is so important, and Mahdi also particularly speaking is so important, why don't we have his name explicitly mentioned? Why so indirectly?
It is not a manner and, for example, method for Holy Quran or other religious books to mention the people or the places in this way, very specific way. But in very, very few conditions, in seldom conditions, Quran or other religious books, they name people. Very few. For example, names in a lot of stories of Quran are not mentioned. Name of places, name of people. But somewhere, name of Imam Ali is not mentioned. Name of a lot of, name of none of companions of Prophet is mentioned in Quran. Only one person is mentioned there, Zayd. فَلَمَّا قَزَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَتَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا. Only Prophet, peace be upon him, had more than 150,000 companions. None of them are mentioned in Quran. Even Fatima, peace be upon her, is not mentioned. Aisha, Khadija, none of them are mentioned in Quran.
Yes.
Because Quran is not a storybook. Quran has a limit of verses and sentences and capacity and should be constitution for Muslims forever, till the day of judgment. So a lot of realities and facts and, for example, knowledge should contain. So it's not possible for it to mention everything in details or to name everybody there.
Thank you very much. Okay. Well, thank you for listening to us. You can send your comments to the following email address, Radio Ma'arif-EN, all as one word, at irib.ir. You can also call us at 0098-251-291-0551. Thank you for listening to us and have a great time.
Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 Allah.
خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا
لخمسة أطفي بهم حرى الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمصطفى.